Okay, we're doing the Ramban on Parshas Truma. I want to do the Ramban Perek Chaf Hey, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. So it's talking about the different kelim. So it says, okay, first talks about the Aron. It says about the Aron, V'no algi b'chasham, I will appear to you there. Dibarki t'chami ala kaporas, yimenshina kurim asher l'Aron ha'idut, e'chasher akvev s'fayel b'nai Yisrael. Right? That's going to be the meeting point for Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asisa shulchan, I see, you make this wooden table. Amasayim arkov, amar rachpov, amar v'chetzi kamasov, v'tipisi osozo abtor, v'hizlo zerzah avsaviv. Okay, you should make this table. We don't really, we know obviously it's going to be for the Lechem HaPanim, but the question in general about all the kelim of the Mishkan, really the question about the Mishkan, like, what's the point of it? What's the point of all these specific kelim? I mean, obviously the most mysterious, maybe the most kadosh is, it's hard to say the most kadosh, but maybe the most mystical is the Kruvim, but I want to talk about the Ramban says about the Shulchan, because I think it's a Pesach to the whole Mishkan, all the kelim of the Mishkan. So says the Ramban, there's a Hav Saviv. Right? You should have this golden crown surrounding the top of the table of the Shulchan. He's quoting Rashi first. Simon lekesser malchus. This is a simon for the crown of the kingdom. Sha Shulchan Sham, I don't know, Sham or Shame. Shame, Osher v'gdulahu. The Shulchan's essence, its name, is wealth and gdulah. Meaning a Shulchan in general. He's talking about like Shulchan. What is a Shulchan? A connote, especially back then. I would imagine people didn't always have Shulchanos, meaning like the poorer people. But a Shulchan, somebody with a Shulchan was somebody who had wealth. Kimoshi Omrim Shulchan Malachim, right? Shulchan Malachim, Shulchan Gavoa, the idea of like a Shulchan somehow represents a certain authority or a certain level of wealth. Okay, that's Rashi. So the idea of having this crown around the Shulchan is to represent that. That the Shulchan represents wealth, represents material success. Dechen Hadavar, now the Ramban's saying. That's the Indian. I agree with Rashi now, but I'm going to elaborate a little bit, says the Ramban. The idea that the Shulchan should have this crown representing wealth, representing power and kingdom and material success, that's true. She just sowed HaShulchan. That's the secret of the Shulchan. Ki birkas Hashem me'eis hayos ha'olam. The Hashem's bracha from the time the world was created, lo nivra yesh me'ayin. Hashem, so the word bracha here, it's not like I think we think of bracha. We think a bracha is like there's some problem and Hashem sends a bracha and fixes it. But when the Ramban's talking about bracha, birkat Hashem, he just means Hashem's shefa, Hashem's giving. From the time the world was created, lo nivra yesh me'ayin. It was never yesh me'ayin. This is a very interesting Ramban about the Bria, that the Ramban says that, and he's medayker from the Psukim, the only time that Hashem really created was Bereishis bara Elokim Hashemayim v'ha'aretz. The very first day Hashem created. After that, it was more about forming. It was more about molding things. One could certainly apply this Ramban to modern science and things developing and evolving. But the Ramban says the only time things were really created was at the very, very beginning of creation. After that, the first day, the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, those were all just taking what already existed and molding it and shaping it and forming it to take a certain form. Okay? So nothing really was yesh me'ayin except for the very, very beginning. Aval olam kimin hago nohaig. Since then, the world exists, the world has a certain order, the world has certain rules of teva, and things follow the rules. What's the Ramban getting at? Let's say somebody's very, very poor. Hashem's not going to do a nace that there's going to, you know, the person's going to daven with so much kavana that all of a sudden just gold's going to appear in his house. That's not how Hashem does miracles. That's not the pshat. Dechsiv vayar elokim es kol asher asu avi hinei tov mod. Interesting understanding of the pasuk. The Ramban said, what does it mean everything Hashem saw was tov mod? It means there's a certain way that things go, there's a certain order of the universe, a certain order of nature, and that's good. And that's what Hashem wants. That's why Hashem wants things to be running. Aval kasher yeh sham, or shame, sham, shame, is that shame?
Sham.
I would thought sham, right. Okay, so sham. Yeh sham shorish davar, but when there is a root, what does that mean? Hashem doesn't make yesh me'ayin, but Hashem could make yesh me'ayin. That's not for whatever reason Hashem decides the world has certain rules, it should follow those rules. When there's something that the bracha can attach to, it can then miraculously increase beyond what it would naturally increase. But if there's some sort of shorish, some sort of root that it can attach to, tachul alav habracha v'tosif bo. The bracha can be chal on that little thing and then increase on it. What's he talking about? Actually, I meant to look up these psukim in Tanakh, so I remember the stories exactly. Elisha, I do remember. Kasher amar Elisha, hagidi li ma yesh lach babayis. Right, the poor woman comes and she goes to Elisha and she says, I have nothing and my children are going to be taken away. And he says, okay, bring all the things, all the kalim you have. She says, I don't have any kalim. He says, okay, bring all the kalim from your neighbors. Borrow everything you can. And she says, all I have is this tiny, tiny little jug of oil. He says, don't worry. So take that oil and pour, and she started pouring, and it was pouring to all the jugs. hundreds, I don't know, hundreds, dozens of jugs. It was pouring this high quality oil. And then when he said, Elisha, bring me more, she said, I don't have any more. So she said, okay, and then the oil stopped. So that's a miracle that's obviously it's breaking all the rules of nature, but at its core, says the Ramban, it's not completely breaking the rules of nature because there's oil there, and it's not that the oil is being created, Yeshmein, it's that the oil is increasing. Reminds us of Mespach HaShemen, but that's the idea that the bracha can be chal on the oil to be increased. The bracha can't be chal on nothing to come into existence, says the Ramban. That's the yisod. The chala habracha al asuch shemen umalak kol akelim, that the bracha was chal on this little jug of oil, and it ended up filling up all the kelim she had borrowed. Similar idea. I think he had to feed an army. I forget exactly the story there. But he had a certain amount of food that ended up feeding everybody. It's a similar idea by the shulchan. What's put on the shulchan? Lechem apanim. There's going to be bracha in the east. There's going to be bracha in this lechem apanim. And from it, there can be sustenance to all of Am Yisrael. What's the Ramban saying here? What's the point of the shulchan? The shulchan is some sort of physical representation of a place where we can concentrate Hashem's bracha to the material world. The shulchan is supposed to be shulchan malachim. It represents material success. It represents wealth. And then the shulchan, which is in the base of Mikdash, which somehow has, well, we'll have to elaborate on this, somehow some sort of spiritual connection with Hashem. So through this physical representation of a shulchan and the kohanim doing avoda through this shulchan, so bracha can then spread out to the entire world in a material way. Okay? So all of Am Yisrael can get sustenance through the existence of the shulchan, through the bracha brought to the world through the shulchan. It says if a kohen ate a tiny bit of lechem hapanim, he would be satisfied. Why, says the Ramban? Because the shulchan represents material success, material bracha. So obviously the lechem itself would have a certain bracha within it, and it would satisfy even the tiniest bit that the kohen would eat from it. But the Ramban says here, the Ramban, he says shezeh sod hashulchan. But we're going to see there's also Rambans elsewhere, but we'll look at this Rikanati about that's really the sod of the Mishkan as a whole. Somehow Hashem's Shefa, the connection with Hashem in this world, needs some sort of physical connector. It needs some sort of bridge between the physical world and the spiritual world, and that was the role of the Mishkan in general. The Rikanati, I'm not good at this, you have to ask Rav Leibowitz. Rikanati, I believe, was a Talmud, or he had definitely studied the Ksavim of the Ramban. He comments on the Ramban. But he was a Mekubal, he was a Kabbalist, and also a Talmud Chacham, meaning, obviously it's not a sphere at all, but he was a Mekubal, but also a Halachic Talmud Chacham. I mean, he was both. And he also he often elaborates on the Kabbalistic aspects of what the Ramban's talking about. But here, I'm not sure if he's exactly commenting on the Ramban, but he's definitely talking about the same idea of the Ramban. So this is Rikanati, the beginning of our parsha. Okay, that's the beginning of the parsha. Sod HaMishkan. So now the Ramban talked about the Sod HaShulchan, Rikanati is talking about the Sod HaMishkan. What's the secret of this idea, the whole Mishkan? Niskav v'ne'elam mi'od. It's very high up and it's very hidden. Umashe harishus nesuna nirmboz dai limibinim. What I have permission to say, I'll say in hint. Meaning to say, I can't fully discuss this. It also fully wouldn't be understood if I even tried to discuss it. But I'll give some sort of hints and we'll see what we can get out of it. Okay, so we'll see what we can get out of these hints. Amru razal, it says in the Medrash, says by Chazal, Amr Bishua the Sachnin of Shin Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Shua the Sachnin said Shin Rabbi Levi, Bishash Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Asay Mishkan. When Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, Rabbi Brachi Amar Mashal LaMelach SheNigla LeBen Bito BeLevush Shakula Margaliton. So the Midrashim have a lot of words in Greek. Okay, so if there's words that sound Greek and are not familiar, it could very well be it's taken from the Greek. That's the Midrash Rabbah, a lot of Greek words. So Rabbi Brachi said that, well, what's the idea of the Mishkan? So there was I think the king appeared to his grandson, and he had some sort of dress which was all gems. Amarlo Ateli Kaze, I want you to make me another robe like this. Amarlo Adoni Hamelach Minay Neshmi Margaliton, where do I have all these precious gems from? How can I make such a robe? Amarlo Ata Bisimanecha Bani Bichvodi. Again, what this means I can't fully explain. You bring your materials and my kavod, and together my glory and your materials will be able to make a robe like this. Whatever exactly that's supposed to mean. Kach Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Imata Ose Masha LeMala LeMata. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. He saw these things which are undescribable. Yecheskel HaNavi tries to describe them, even then we have no idea. If you learn the Mefarshim on the Ma'aseh Merkava, there are certain places where Rashi will say, other Mefarshim will say, Seth Megamar, we can't explain what this means, we have no idea what this means. Okay, so we can't even explain what these images are, but somehow Moshe Rabbeinu saw things which are undescribable. Also last week's parsha, right, it says that it saw one of the psukim that you have to understand, you cannot understand what it means, is they saw tachas raglav kimaseh livnasa safir. What was the lashon? We have the chumash right here. That after after the harsina, actually, whether it was after or before depends on the portion there. But it says there, I think I passed it. Sorry, one second. It says by Yeruas Elokei Yisrael, they saw Hashem. V'sachas raglav ki ma'asei libnas ha-safir uch le'etzem ha-shamayim le'torah. Lucy translated, underneath Hashem's feet was the image of this sapphire, I think, brick, and like the essence of the heavens for purity. So again, when you read a pasuk like that, it should be key, you do not know what's going on there. Because they're representing some sort of spiritual ideas that are similar to what was going on in Yechezkel's Ma'aseh Merkabah. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, make me something like these, like you're sitting up here, how am I supposed to do that? Kach amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, imata osa ma'ashe lemalo lemata, ani minyach suk liton sheli, suk liton, I don't know what that means, maybe it's a throne, again, I think it's a Greek word, but Hashem says, you try to do something in some sort of image of what you saw. Moshe means like, how am I supposed to do that? How can I make something heavenly with physical material? He says, you make something in some sort of image that's somehow parallel to it, and I'll come down with my glory, then I'll be able to take your material things that you built and bring my Shechina with them. You can't really make them like they were in Shemayim, but you make something, and I'll complete that act by coming down. Od Amru Razal says the Rikanasi, there's another Medrash that says, you should make the way that Moshe Rabbeinu saw their forms on our Sinai. Kit tav nisam lo namar ela bit tav nisam. You would have expected to do it in like the image that you saw. That's not what it says. It says in the image that you saw. What does that mean? Malamed shehera kadosh baruch hu Moshe lamala ish chora ish yeroka ish lavana ish aduma amarlo urei vaaseh. He saw like the images of what he's supposed to do in all sorts of colorful fire. He says, see this and do this. Amar lo Moshe v'chi Elokimani shuucha lasos keilu. How am I supposed to make these heavenly things in the physical world? You take the materials, you form it the way it's supposed to be formed, and I'm going to come in my covenant and make them spiritual. What does this mean? The whole idea, the form of the Mishkan, represents some sort of spiritual entity, Hashem's Merkava, the spiritual world in Shemayim, whatever that means. I have no idea what that means. But I think it means that somehow the way a person's body is formed represents also the spiritual world. And the way the Torah is formed represents the spiritual world. I don't know exactly how to explain that part. Ubios lemata hadvarim hahem. When you have these things in the lower world, al kol panim tishre sham shchina kamosh shachana har Sinai. The shchina that rested on har Sinai in the physical world will be able to rest in these material things that Moshe Rabbeinu has formed. But the idea that the glory that was on our Sinai, this is hinted to by the glory being in the Mishkan, which is hinted by the glory that was in Shamayim. Okay, that's what the Mishkan's all about. You should know. The Mishkan is not in our parsha, but the Mishkan is obviously a much more simple form of what was eventually going to be the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash was an incredibly complex structure with all sorts of hidden areas and attic spaces and rooms and the way that there was the ratio between the azaras, like the courtyards and the ulam and then the heichal, different parts of the Beit HaMikdash and the chasedros and the different offices and the way everything was formed, hakol kibol davan ha-melech ala v'shalom b'ruch ha-kodesh v'mashal v'shalom b'no. That was all through Ruch HaKodesh. V'akol b'mida b'mishkal v'mitzura l'fi sidrei ma'arachas surat hashchina. It was all done in a way to be parallel to the heavenly thing. Zesha Kalsa, that's what it says in Divrei Hayamim, Vayitein David Shlomo Bono Es Tavni Ta'ulam, that David had this Kabbalah and passed it to his son Shlomo about the way that the building, the Beit HaMikdash should be formed. Od Amru, it says also, V'tavnis HaMerkava HaKruvim Zahav LePorshim LePorshim V'tochim Aaron V'tochim Hashem HaKok V'chsav Hashem Elai Hiskil Kol Melech HaTatamim. It says specifically about the way the Aaron was formed, it should be in the way it's supposed to be. Why? Because what does the Aron represent? It represents the Maaseh, the Merkava, Hashem's throne. Vayakisei Ma'on Nishkina, that was the throne of Hashem in this world. Zeu kishavan Shlomo Tavayis Amar b'na beisi beis zivul lecha machon v'chazra tzinoros v'amshachos v'arek v'erk bracha v'beis hamikdash. And when you have this parallelism, right, the idea of Chazal that beis din shalmata is mechuma k'neged beis din, I'm sorry, that's a different thing. Beis hamikdash shalmata is mechuma k'neged beis hamikdash shalmata. Now, somehow that represents that you can have this connection between the spiritual and the physical world. And then there's going to be these tzinoros, these pipes that bring in v'amshachos, the things that continue and bring in the harik birkas bracha beis hamikdash, and bringing the bracha to the beis hamikdash for the entire world. Okay, but what exactly is going on here? What's this idea of this Ramban of the Soda Shulchan, which the Ramban himself alludes to what the Rikinati is saying here in other places? The idea of the Mishkan as a whole and the idea of the specific Kalim is to be parallel to some sort of spiritual idea. The idea of Hashem's bracha in the material world, the idea of Hashem's bracha in the Torah, the idea of Hashem's bracha in the Chachma, the idea of Hashem's bracha in terms of Ruach HaKodesh. All these things, there's parallelisms between the structure of the Mishkan and eventually the structure of the Beit HaMikdash and the spiritual world. And the point of the Mishkan is actually Rabbeinu Bachaye, which I didn't bring, to the Kubi Lashon of Mishkan is Lashon of Hamshacha. It's the way of drawing. It's the way of drawing those spiritual kochos and brachos from the spiritual world to the physical world. So anyway, we can't fully appreciate what this means. But the idea of the Mishkan, the idea of the Beit HaMikdash is somehow bringing Hashem's bracha not only in a general sense of Kedusha and of goodness, but also each specific kli in the Beit HaMikdash, whether it's the Shulchan or the Menorah or the Aron, somehow it is like the concentrated area where the bracha for that specific area is coming to the world. So said the Ramban, that's the Soda of the Shulchan. Through it is all the material bracha coming to the world. Okay, just a little bit of a tam, a little bit of a taste of the what the Mishkan in the spiritual sense is supposed to represent. Okay, Adkan.